This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
We've all been dealing with a lot the last few weeks. A global pandemic, a suffering economy, the fear of getting sick, and if you've got a student at home, virtual learning. All of this means kids and adults are stressed out. KUT's Claire McInerney talked to an expert on how we can all stay calm during this time.
Let's start this story off with a good, deep breath. It's one technique that James Butler suggests.
I am the SEL, social-emotional learning mindfulness specialist for Austin ISD.
Butler is also a certified yoga teacher, so he's a Zen guy. And as the district's mindfulness specialist, his goal is to teach kids and adults how to stay in the moment and get through anxiety and stress while we're sheltering in place. First, name your feelings.
The act of saying, I feel frustrated, I feel overwhelmed, I feel stressed out. Like, just saying that can take a little bit of the edge away.
Then, once you know a negative emotion is taking over, try some of the following techniques. Thoughtful breathing. Feeling anxious and like your mind is spiraling?
So, like, if you double your exhale or if you elongate your exhale, that helps soothe your nervous system or calm it down.
Another technique for both adults and kids is journaling. He says it's a great way for him to process negative thoughts and feelings.
If I don't process that and kind of write it out, it's going to stay in my mind and it's going to continue to grow and grow and grow. And then it might come out in like an outburst through my body, through my physical reaction or even verbal reaction.
Gratitude and remembering what we're thankful for is another suggestion Butler has to help us stay positive during this scary time. He says the most important way for any mindfulness technique to work is to do it as often as you can. He says for kids to use these techniques as coping skills, you have to practice them regularly.
Because if your kid is having a meltdown, you can, as we all know, you can't be like, hey, let's take some deep breaths if you've never taken deep breaths before.
And he says you can add these techniques into already existing routines. Practice taking deep breaths when a kid is getting ready to go to sleep. Journal every morning after you eat breakfast, or share what you're grateful for while you eat dinner. Butler is a former classroom teacher, so he knows parents might be overwhelmed with trying to help their kids with virtual learning. And he has some words of encouragement.
You have always been a teacher, and you will always be your kid's number one teacher. And to not try to be some other type of teacher during this time, you know, model taking care of yourself for your kids.
Butler is posting daily mindfulness videos on YouTube for kids and adults. You can find those and more of his mindfulness resources at KUT.org. Claire McInerney, KUT News.